This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Jacqueline McCoy. You can find her at Kaleidoscope Eyes XO. You're so hot, your heart will never break again. Once you realize the absence you grieve is a presence within asking to receive. The magic you perceive is but you staring into yourself. I wish I could see you from as many perspectives as your mind composes. I wish I could be the words you write, seen from their vantage, to feel your smile as I'm pulled by your immersive gaze and melt into meaning, blister into belonging, and never scab. Every time you hit the right note, your eyes are a slow light ablaze, glimmering through every disappearing dusk. I wish I knew what it was like to be the pen you hold, the way your grip tightens when a line makes you bleed, smearing black ink like a painting touched with a new feeling, the keys you type on with fervor and passion like you mean it. I wish I could be a feeling to cleanse the scent of your tears, to not need a sea but dive in the current of your name, and purify the body that carries you. I want to be the lone freckle in your right eye, to know how it feels to be submerged in a vision, breathing, never coming up for air, never needing to in order to feel alive, as the rest of your vessels contract. Your eyes remind me of another way to breathe. You're so hot, even though you've been silent most of your life. How I wish I could feel what your lips felt the moment they spoke. Feel the way they quivered before separating, the rush of your release. I want to exist as the air they press upon, collapse between their symmetry and fall into its shape carved by your exhale. You are so hot. I wish I could see you without a mirror, know what it is to really see you, then write a poem about the way I do. What other choice could my body bear to seep without a barrier that only shows your reflection? I want to undress the glass as it shatters between us, feel you reach for me like I do when I reach for my voice. You're so hot. When you believe in a dream, let reality retract until you're refracted in a realm of your calling. How I want to hear the volume of your chords raise arpeggios in the heat of an answer. Please always keep answering. I want to be the floor you walk upon, feel the whole of you without fracturing. I want to be the fragment of the imagination you extract, be inside its prism that directs the sun where to shine. I want to feel the sun when its rays devour you. Only your silhouette remains. I want to know what she feels in her knowing of how only she can unearth your red highlights. Through your hair, the shade of burnt cacao nearly black. Translate your DNA strand layer by layer until I'm stripped inside your particles. I want to dive deeper inside your depth. You taught me how my oxygen dissolves if I stay on the surface. I want to be the silence that enters you. Feel the electricity of your insight, what it is to be let in through you. Let me be your iron, the blood that moves you. Let me be inside your veins when your heart starts racing like a river that knows where it flows and how it will never empty, but overflow to move me like you tend to love's motion is to know me in a nestled notion in the ache of devotion. You're so hot, you're more than human. Poetry written by a god you recreated, living inside you, resurrecting me. No wonder so many angels surround you. It's your essence that penetrates the tincture, pulling heaven down around us. You hide behind metaphor until you're prompted to tell me why you're so hot It was never a secret. You wanted to be seen, your truth transparent, of what you've always been trying to say. I believe first you had to love yourself, become intimate with the music that knows more than your pain, the way you glow when you can command grief where to go, to make the vow to never bathe in concealment, for you have always known on the other side. You are so hot, the way you walk through your fears of open spaces, how bodies of water breathe you into the timing of their waves, to permeate your lungs with verses of vitality, the way you feel the panic despite, so you can live enough to write the poem. To write the poem is why you are alive. You are so hot when you think of me thinking of other women, the way you look at them in a transfixed glaze. You know there was no coming back to any other after the eye contact of the solvent of your spirit. You're so hot the way you show me how to keep coming back. Keep me from missing you after you became the first to never leave. Keep me listening as your body whispers indelible ink on fabric so delicate, delving into the geometry of your core. The truth is, how will I ever know another the way you see me and I in you? I hope you always remember. I know I'm never alone, for you alone exist. By Jacqueline McCoy. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.